The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Thursday, August the 27th, 2026. Here at Free Fire Radio from KCNR, broadcasting from KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Yes, streaming worldwide at KCNR Radio, 7:05 in the morning. And the news top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's here. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
And any special days today?
It's National Peach Day.
Okay. Well, that's a peach of a day.
Yes.
Okay. Anything else?
No. Nothing worth mentioning.
So Trish is here with me today.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Trish. You have the weather.
It's a delight to be here this morning, and we're looking like we're going to cool down just a bit. We're looking for a high today of 98 and a low this evening of 65. A high on Friday of 91, a low of 58. Saturday, 91. Saturday night, a low of 58. And on Sunday, 92, a low of 57. And Monday, 88. That's looking good to me because I'm looking, getting real tired of this hot weather. Sunny and hot, but we still need to pay attention to what's going on outside. Be sure you don't leave any kids in the car and dogs in the car and anything you just don't want to melt. It's still hot.
Still hot in the back of your car.
It is. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Third generation.
Third generation working there.
Great Anderson business. Give them a call at 365-3793.
You know, as everybody in the world probably by now knows, Dolly Parton passed yesterday.
Can't think about that without getting tears in my eyes.
Also announced Tim Curry. Tim Curry, the guy that starred in that movie. Oh, come on. He played Dr. Frankenfurter on, good going, Carl.
Rocky Horror
Picture Rocky Show. Horror Picture Show. Thank you. I was sitting here going, wait a minute, I'm just talking about Rocky Horror Picture Show, which you probably don't know about, do you?
No. I have no clue.
This thing came out, gosh, like maybe in the 80s.
And
75. Okay.
I have to admit, I don't do horror movies.
It's not a horror movie. It's a musical. And it was on Broadway. And it is just unabashedly funny, and they have these Rocky Horror Picture Show every Halloween. It's played in theaters, and people come in dressed like the cast and all this. I mean, it's a worldwide cult film now. But he started that as he had the lead as Dr. Frankenfurter. He passed in Australia, but he's been ill for a while. And he was 80 also.
Speaking of Dolly Parton, there's a song out that she just recently released. It's with Zach Williams, and Zach Williams sings the song basically, and Dolly is over kind of in the background until the very end. It's a very moving song, and it's called "There Was Jesus." And if you just listen to it, I think it spells out her life. Such a dramatic way of because I just believe that was, I mean, she was, to me, she's the only person that I can think of that is iconic in the sense that she is. She had no controversy associated with her in her whole entire life.
And people would try to draw her in, asking about political.
She
didn't go there.
She never allowed the world around her to impact her and draw her in. Do you think of anybody you can think of that is famous and revered? They always had something. A background sex scandal, a political battle,
something.
You can't think of anything with Dolly Parton.
And you know what? She had learned to poke fun at herself. And I mean,
big time.
Well, you know, now here's somebody that I heard in an interview, she said every time we go into town, and she grew up in the Smoky Mountains up in Sevierville and Sevier County.
I've actually been through there.
Yeah, I've been through there several times. And it's not a real rich county at all. And she was one of 10 kids. Her mom and her dad both came from families of 10 and 12 kids and all this. And, the Code of Many Colors where, you know, her mom would sew up different things. That's her story.
So many of her songs.
But she would go into town and she said there was a woman there that had bleach blonde hair and red lipstick and
long red nails.
And she said she's the most beautiful woman she had ever seen. And when she talked to her mama, my mom said, well, she's a hussy. Well, fast forward to high school. And she bleaches her hair and, you know, and everything, and, you know, painted nails and all that. And her mom says, what did I do to deserve this? Is this a gift from Satan? And she says, I like it, Mom, and I'm not a hussy like the other girls who don't dress like this. Or words to that effect.
This is what I want to be when I grow up.
And so here's a woman who had bleach blonde wigs piled on her head, an enhanced bust. And as she pointed out, you know, she's not afraid to, you know, talk about that either and poke fun about that. Tight clothes, short skirts, and yet not one person that you can think of can say a bad thing about this woman.
Not a thing. And she always maintained that bust line was honest.
Well, she was on Oprah's one time, and her husband said, and she goes, well, I have things to help, you know, help me. And she said, when Carl, her husband, said wanted to see my boobs, I had to pull up my dress. So I figured it was time to get some work done.
Well, and that was because she did some to lift them. They were natural, but that much weight starts to sag.
Well, that's what they said. Somebody had asked her during the questions from the audience, do you ever lift weights? And she goes, every morning when I get up. Anyway, she found a way that she could push things off and people would laugh along with her. And then throughout her life. And she did things people never knew about.
Well, she's got that foundation set up that sends out the children's books all over the world on a regular basis. Yeah. And I understand that's
Inspirational Library.
Exactly.
It's right here in Redding.
And that's to go on. Yeah. To go on. Oh, and many people in I know of that have families that look forward to those every month. They love the books. So.
Okay.
Yes, inspiration.
Okay. Now, I want to take an early break because I want to hear what Trish says about the new law that says what kind of tires we can buy. And we'll be right back.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
Sellers are really looking for options to help them get the most out of their home. What are some of the home selling options that you like to use?
I think the top three that our sellers typically go with, when we meet with them, we always are trying to get them to sell the home for the maximum value on the multiple listing service utilizing our marketing plan. The second option we offer is what we call our instant offer, where if you need to get sold quickly, we'll buy your home for you and you can get moved right away. We can close in early as 2 weeks or less. And then the final option we have is what we call sell now, but move later. And what that is where you actually can sell your home, you can close, and you still are in your home while you're searching out your next home.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Go online to reddinghomes.com. That's Redding, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker. And then you can start packing.
The sea, blue, vast, ever in motion. You remember how you felt the sky and that breeze carrying the scent of the high seas. That sense of calm, tranquility, aware of your small place atop that deep blue ocean. Deep Blue by Casa Carrillo. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Everybody calls and say liars. Stay cool this summer with a new qualified AC system from Alliance. If your current AC is struggling to keep up, now is the perfect time to upgrade. With payments starting at just $114 a month, comfort may be more affordable than you think. Don't wait until the summer heat is already here. Call Alliance today at 2212-642. Again, 2212-642. Alliance Heating and Air. Everybody calls us.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
You never know what treasures you'll discover at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. It's the perfect place to redecorate your home and find something truly unique, including a wonderful Amish food section featuring jams and popcorn, along with soaps and lotions and additional items. Come browse antique desks, lamps, wall art, and elegant Asian furniture that blends natural materials with beautiful craftsmanship and timeless style. Collectors will love the selection of dolls, angels, cupids, glass figurines, fine jewelry, artwork, and vintage photographs. There's even a children's section with books, toys, and clothes. And if wedding bells are in your future, Memory Lane has decorations and lace along with ribbons and more to choose from. Visit Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles. They're open Monday from 10 to 6, Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday from noon to 5. Closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. What is love?
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Great to be here. Once I get out of bed and get up here, it's just wonderful once I'm here.
It's the same problem I have. And, hey, California, and it's up in its infinite wisdom, has passed a new tire law that says you can't buy tires that you want. You can only buy tires that we want you to have. And this is... It calls the nation's first efficiency standards for replacement tires sold for passenger vehicles and light-duty trucks. State leaders say new cars already come equipped with tires designed to be more energy efficient, but certain types of replacement tires can reduce a vehicle's fuel economy or electric range. So, there's a lot of red flags that come up, and there's also a lot of confusion, said Andy Nielsen. He's owner of AutoWorks right here in Redding. He's concerned about drivers who need tires with specific performance features, you know, grip and all that. And that's not going to be available with these low rolling resistant tires.
So you have a small truck or
a truck like mine.
Truck, yeah. And you're pulling a
horse trailer with three horses in it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And we all know that any place except south that you go out of this area, you're going uphill. So how is it
in around corners
and around and how is it you're supposed to do that with our windy roads and uphill and we do get a bit of weather, rain, snow, sleet, black ice.
Yep.
How's that all going to work out?
Well, the thing is that you'll get better gas mileage.
Well, yeah, maybe, right, because I won't be going anyplace.
Maybe that. The American Tire Manufacturers Group, U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association, they said they've been engaging with California at every stage of this 23-year process to help the state develop a tire regulation that enhances safety, performance, and consumer value. Significant concerns remain, including replacement tire compatibility and consistent enforcement that protects consumers and supports fair competition. We urge the commission to resolve these concerns before implementation. They're telling us what kind of car we can drive, even though now we know that that's a boondoggle. They're now telling us what kind of tires we can put in it. We've got the catalytic converters. We got the DEF. We got, what's next? you can only have this type of TV set because it is low emission, whatever.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I have not heard that, but I'm sure that's they're looking at it someplace.
Well, they call
what else?
Well,
what else is Nanny State doing?
Well, every breath we take, they're trying to control. I think that it's worse in the state of California than it is anyplace else. And I don't know what you I go back with, like you said, the electric cars. I mean, that's such a joke for Northern California. They're okay for right around town, and if you're, you know, do commuting and have a job and live in Redding and you work right here, that's all good. But this tire crap, excuse me, but you know, if you just live in Shingletown or in north up at Weed or something, and you come to Redding on a regular basis, those kind of things simply don't work in the way we live up here, because a lot of people commute into Redding from way out yonder.
Well, and there's something
Bernie.
Else. There's, I'm sure that I don't know if all tire companies make high efficiency, low rolling, like I don't know what they call it, low rolling tires.
Probably not.
And so that's going to cut back on the number of tires you can buy, or the brands of tires, which means the price is going to be up.
Competition.
So it's going to cost. So it's going to cost more money. And you know, it's like everything else. The government says, "Oh no, it'll save money in the long run." Well, no. I mean, it's California is a scale. On one side is all the good things about California. And on the other side are the things like this in California.
Unfortunately,
taxes,
this is way outweighing.
You know, taxes, migration, all this kind of stuff. And I said the day that it goes from at least even down to it's just worse is the day to start thinking about leaving. Well, it passed that. It passed that a while ago, and I'm still here. But
I'm not going anywhere.
And we're not going anywhere. We love it here. We love Redding. We love the North State. But there are other people that one right there, the tires, that's it. And you're going to lose another 1,000 or 2,000 people just because of that was it. That's the last straw. I can't buy the tires I've been putting on my truck or car for the last, 20 years. Now I've got to use another type tire. You know, and it may seem small, but it's not. It's the overall never stop continuing to pour it on consumers and just, average Joe and Jill Californians.
And all of the productive people are, as you indicate, are leaving in droves and have been for several years. The problem with that is that by the time they go through another one of these tires, whatever the next thing is that drives more people out of this state, eventually we're in a no-win situation, because all you got left is the non-productive takers that are going to continue to vote in the same kind of government forever. We have no chance of ever turning it around, because there's not going to be anybody back here that's a productive person. Well, those of us that are retired, that have a source of income, that are a little less impacted, if I will say, than some of this stuff that goes on.
Yeah.
I don't like it, and as the bills go up, that cuts down a little bit on my travel money or what have you, but I can do it. I can pay the bills. We have a whole bunch of people in our society that are not in that area, and their income isn't going up, and they can't meet all these obstacles as they come up.
Well, and think of a young working family. They're both working. They both got decent jobs. They're making $110,000 a year. They still can't afford to buy a house.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe in Redding and some of the areas and some of the other, go up to Modoc County and buy a house. That's not where the jobs are. So what do? They're forced to move to another state, where they can become employed and be able to buy a house. Now, this isn't in every case. I mean, you hear cases where somebody is, a single person with a decent job but they're living the old Dave Ramsey rice and beans and rice.
Well, and then there's, something to be said for that.
Yeah, there is. But
because there's also the argument that a lot of our young people, they want to start out. They have an expectation to start out where their parents are.
At least be to where their parents are at some point.
But most of them want to start there. you know, not very many of them are willing to have a baby or two kids and be in a small apartment and suck that up for a while they can save up for a down payment. I'm a Dave Ramsey fan.
Yeah.
Because I do believe that there's a way, well, I'm a living example of starting with nothing and building my way up.
Well, Dave,
I mean, I didn't inherit any money. I didn't get anything, and but I made good decisions, me and my husband, throughout our life, and I'm in an okay position. But it took time. It was, I mean, I can remember, gosh, my first job in San Jose. I mean, I left Twin Falls, Idaho with zero, you know. I got a job, and for the first month, I literally lived off of the snacks and the soup packages in the office. And I had like a jar of peanut butter and crackers at home because I didn't have any money after I got the rent and da 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 da. So, I mean, I know how it is to make things stretch and ride a bus and all those things. So you can do it.
Make tomato soup out of ketchup.
You got it. I mean, hey, there's all kinds of ways to survive in this world.
Well,
but you got to have that. And I don't know that we have, as a society, instilled that kind of determination in our kids. They're so spoiled with having everything. So much of America's a spoiled country. We have more, our poor people have more than a lot of people in other countries ever dreamed of having. And, well, and we don't recognize that.
And maybe I'm just because of where we are here on the station, because a lot of young people cycle through here.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of brings back that you know, yeah, you know, they've got the right ideas and everything.
Yeah,
met a young man that's in the Navy. He's already got it planned out.
They're out there.
And he's 19 years old. And I'm thinking, you know, the Navy would be good for the Navy for them to keep him. But on the other hand, if he wants to leave and do something else, you know, he'd like to work for the National Park Service as a park ranger. And, oh, good on him, because he's got a plan, but he could stay in the Navy too. Anyway, okay, last thing here. We have a guest at 7:30. It looks like the honeymoon's over for the Board of Supervisors and Clint Curtis. Chris Kellstrom says, that he has his regrets for voting to put Clint Curtis in there. So. They've been and you know what, the ROV office, and it's not all on Curtis, by the way.
No, it's not.
The people that were working there did everything. I think some of them, maybe many of them, I'm not sure, did everything they could to make his job hard. On the other hand, he did things that made his job harder.
It's a quagmire, because I will tell you that I listened to him speak a couple of times before he ever became our ROV or be involved in that, and
he's a likable guy.
I 100% believe in what he talks about for elections and how our elections have gone, and all of the things that can be done to fix them, and the way that an election should be run in this United States. And all of those things, he has a bad way of presentation and doing his job.
His leadership qualities could be enhanced.
Okay, so but on the other hand, and I'll say this right straight out.
In your opinion,
in my opinion, I have no faith in Joanna Franceschi. I don't think she did a good job. I don't think the gal that she replaced did a good job. I've never been a supporter of that. The secrecy. The lack of from the time, give me the name, I can never.
Transparency?
No, the gal that preceded her.
Oh, Kathy Darlin Allen.
Kathy Darlin Allen. From the time she replaced Ann Reed, I had issues with her lack of information. The upcoming elections wouldn't be posted in a timely manner. And I was on the board at this time. And I would call her. How come we're not posting? How come we're not letting people know there's judgeships available? How come we're not letting people know what races are coming up? How come we're not doing any press releases? And didn't happen. We had so little information about our election process, very private, very closed door. Joanna has continued that practice, in my opinion. And I don't think she's a good replacement for anybody. So oh, I'm just saying we're in a world of hurt here.
But she was elected.
Yes, she was. And we'll
And there were some things that Curtis did for transparency that I thought were a good idea. And,
yeah.
But there's, you know, but you can't just keep poking the bear.
I have to say, like I said, we don't have a good choice there at this point. And I think we're in trouble either way. But she is.
Well, our choice has already been made.
That's exactly right.
In January 6th, she'll take over.
And
we'll see. You know what? Now she's in charge. Let's see what happens.
I'm anxious to see if anything comes out of this FBI thing because I think there's something there.
Well, we'll find out.
We will.
And now we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll introduce our new guest.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Craving something delicious and refreshing? Come try the new blackened chicken and shrimp salad at Charlie's Tap House, your perfect summer treat. And don't forget the big flipping pizza, all 36 inches of it. Bring the whole crew. Our kid-friendly party room keeps you entertained while you dine. Then cool off with our homemade gelato with flavors changing every week. See you at happy hour 7 days a week from 3 to 6 with appetizers, beer and wine, and 25% off the beer wall where you pay by the ounce, local beer rotating. Charlie's Tap House, located in the Shasta Gateway. Great food, great fun, and the flavors of summer waiting for you.
Your home deserves to look its absolute best. At Divine Shine, we provide professional window cleaning, pressure washing, soft washing, and complete exterior cleaning services for homes and businesses. From crystal clear windows to spotless driveways and beautifully refreshed home exteriors, our experienced team delivers results you'll notice immediately. Schedule your free estimate today by calling 530-900-3156. Again, that's 530-900-3156. Divine Shine, professional exterior cleaning you can count on.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
The core, and I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost. I know the sacrifice.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bond. It's
Good morning.
Last Thursday of the month, and Trish is always here. This portion of the show brought to you by one of your favorite places, Trish, Four Winds Jewelry.
Absolutely.
The only full-service jewelry store in Redding. I had lunch with Leonard yesterday. Leonard was the original owner and founder.
Oh, gosh, yeah. He still comes in towards the end of the month.
Sometimes. Well, no, he comes in almost every Monday.
Oh, Monday.
On Mondays there, and he does stone cutting and jewelry repair, and he was showing me.
And makes great deals when I go in there. That's why I have to avoid him on Mondays then.
Yeah. Rebecca and Henry own it now, and Linda was in the other day because she wanted to make sure everything was going well on her rings, you know, the prongs and all that kind of stuff, and get them cleaned and all this, and the place was packed, and which is good. We like that. The only full service jewelry store with watch repair and the stone cutting, like we said, and jewelry design, voted best in the North State for 4 years in a row. And they're not out there advertising like some other places. It's just people just vote for them because they are that good.
They are, and they're trustworthy, and that's important because there's so many jewelers where you can actually take a ring in to have worked on it, and when you come out of that jewelry store, you're not always confident that you're still looking at the same.
There's things like that have happened.
That it happens, right. And you don't need to worry about that at
Four Winds Jewelry. Okay, they're open Monday through Thursday. They're in their summer hours during the summer, so they're open Monday through Thursday, 9:30 to 4, and they'll open up Monday through Friday beginning of September. Four Winds Jewelry, locally owned, locally operated. Our guest is Ed Geisler.
Good morning, Ed.
Nation's Finest.
Yes, sir.
So tell us a little bit about Nation's Finest.
Well, Nation's Finest, we help veterans. Mm-hmm. We help veterans find homes, the homeless veterans. We help them get housed, and we help maintain housing for those that are struggling to pay their rent, utilities, things of that nature.
And this is, how long has Nation's Finest been around?
Over 50 years.
Oh, my.
50 years.
Yeah.
Well, how'd you get associated with them?
I walked in their place, their office on Hartnell, about 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And I inquired about a job, and they said, oh, we're not hiring. I said, okay. Went on about my life, 2022. I was in the same area, and I walked back into that building, and I inquired about a job, and they said, yeah, we're going to hire somebody. Look for it on the advertisement, on Indeed. I said, okay. So I did it, and here I am.
What had you been doing before that?
Oh, lots of things. I was with FedEx Ground, FedEx Express in Redding, and then Carson City, Nevada, and then Chico. That was from 2015 to 22, I was with FedEx.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And you were a veteran?
I am a veteran.
And what branch?
Army.
Okay. That's fine.
Thank you.
Say, that's from a Marine. That's as good as it gets.
That's all I can expect.
Yeah, let me tell you, I've worked with the Army. I mean, they were right on our flank in Ramadi. And it was probably one of the best operations I've ever seen was pulled off by this Army unit. Took over a Qaeda stronghold, a hospital, which is with people in it, and came in and took it, and without a shot being fired.
Wow.
Yeah, yes. I mean, nobody figured that was going to happen. And yeah, I wish I could remember their colonel's name, and I don't now. Because this guy's going to be a general, after that plan and the way they executed it. So,
all branches of the military have their key.
Oh, every one of them.
Yeah.
Nation's Finest. And so, do you have an idea how many homeless veterans we have here in Redding?
Shasta County.
Or Shasta County.
I always have to remind
you. No, it's Shasta County because you help everybody.
Yeah, so it's going to vary a little bit. We do have some numbers that got put out to the board the other day.
Uh-huh.
But we have people that come into town every day.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So until they get into the system, the HMIS system, it just fluctuates. So we might house two people tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
And so then, or we exit two people tomorrow out of the program because they're stably housed. So that number changes so often.
Okay.
You know.
But 100? Under 100?
I'd say under 100.
Under 100. Okay. Well, that's good, though.
Yeah.
Now, When you say that they've been stabilized in it, do you have do they go through programs to be able to get into housing, or is it some of them that are just they're not making enough money and they're tell us about that.
Well, there's a variety of things. Mm-hmm. They might be coming out of a program.
Okay.
They might be coming out of jail. They might be new to the area. They may have lost their home in a natural disaster, and they come to Reading. And so we case manage them. We get them enrolled. We find out their income. We do what we can do. We refer to, you know, the HUD-VASH team. We refer to other folks that we work with, like our Heroes Dreams, see if they can help and assist in any way. But we get them case managing going. And we have a housing locator, and she helps them locate a house, an apartment, or something that they can afford to live in. And then we just work that process, you know.
Is there any funding involved with it, where you actually can give them money to help make that difference between what they have? And
we do not give them money directly. We will pay deposits. We will pay rents. We will pay utilities, utility deposits. We'll do it. We'll spend money on it. We'll get their houses.
So you take care of all that, and it can be expensive moving into a place with your deposits, and especially your utility
deposits.
First
and last month's rent.
All that kind of stuff. So what you've done is you've taken that burden off them, and it allows them then to try and focus to move forward.
Absolutely. We want to give them a little cushion to start out with.
Mm-hmm.
We will, you know, also this big thing that we do is we get things for their home when they move in. They don't have a bed. They don't have anything. No kitchen.
No pots.
No pots, things pans, you, dishes, things silverware. And so we get that stuff for them because we want them to have a home. We want them to be proud of being in where they are.
And is this all new product, or can people actually, like, donate?
Both.
Used things.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
We have a close friend that was, they were furnishing a house for homeless veterans, and they came to us, and we gave them our whole, every piece of furniture in the den, lamps, because Linda wanted new furniture in the den, but we gave them all of that, cooking pots, pans, things that you don't think about. But when you're starting out, you don't have any. You need it all, even if it's only for two people.
Right.
Yeah.
So get them started.
We work with an amazing lady by the name of Arlene, and she has some storage units that, and she goes and picks up furniture from people, and she'll put it in her storage units, and we'll refer to them if they need a recliner, if they need a couch, if they need paintings, lamps, you know, things like that.
Paintings.
You know, just to decorate their house a little bit.
Decorate your
room. No, I'm just, when you said paintings, I'm thinking of all the ones that we have kind of extra, you know, and would go to a good cause.
Yeah,
absolutely. Now, when people donate things, I don't want to be mercenary about this, but do they get donation slips or anything like that?
Oh, we can. We can absolutely give them a donation slip.
Like Goodwill gives you know.
Says, well, and that's important because, they can write it off on their taxes. Sure. That makes it much, great.
So you can write it off on your taxes, and you can help a veteran that's in need. Now, do you, is it a big day when you, somebody's been there, you've been helping them for, 6 months, a year, or whatever, and they're ready to move on? It must be a big day.
It's a great feeling.
Yeah.
It's a really good feeling when you see someone that comes in just at rock bottom. They struggled to come in to get the help that they needed, but they finally did it, and we're able to work them, get them ready, and get them in a place. And we have when we house somebody, we have a bell in our office.
Mm-hmm.
And they stand in front of the bell and ring the bell.
Oh, cool.
You know, we take pictures of it, put it on our Facebook post, and things like that. So
do y'all help them, like Shasta College, help them get into, education courses, because they've got all the trades out there, and other courses too they might be interested in, and it's free if they go full time.
Absolutely.
And what about transportation?
Well, the bus is great.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. Bus passes and all that.
That's the nice thing with the RABA is veterans do ride RABA for free.
That's true.
And they have a pretty good bus line.
Goes out to Shasta College.
To go.
It's gotten way better.
Oh, that new guy they got in there, he's been on, and he's got ideas. And I'm like, you can do that? He goes, they come out, they'll send the little buses to you and pick you up and take you anywhere on the line it's running.
And you know, they don't advertise that enough because I was very involved with transportation. I was on the Board of Supervisors for many years, very involved with the Regional Transportation Planning Agency, and I was on RABA, with Chair RABA for many years. And these are the things that he has done are the things we talked about and we fought for, the smaller buses, the shorter routes, the ability to move around and go from place to place. And it was always that goal that we get striving for, and this guy has knocked it out of the park. He's done a great job.
That's good. Yeah.
Okay, we're here with Ed Geisler from Nation's Finest. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Hey, it's a great time to find or start a career in the healthcare industry, and Shasta Regional Medical Center has opportunities available right now. There's openings for a variety of backgrounds and experience levels. There are competitive benefits for both full-time and part-time positions, including medical insurance, tuition reimbursement, 401ks, and more. Shasta Regional Medical Center is just an outstanding organization. I know their leadership. And Linda was there, for 4 days in a very, very touchy situation several years ago. And I can't say enough about them. But for more information about employment, go to ShastaRegional.com and click Careers in the main menu. And we'll be right back with Nation's Finest.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I'm the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Get ready to be a part of a Palisadro tradition. The 45th annual Honeybee Festival is buzzing into the Bishop Quinn Community Center at 21893 Old 44 Drive in Palisadro, Saturday and Sunday, September 26th and 27th. Bring the whole family for a weekend packed with fun, including a craft fair. There will also be local businesses and vendors on hand, live music, delicious food, and plenty of activities for all ages. Enjoy the NorCal Antique Tractor and Engine Parade, the always popular Bee Costume Parade, and the live Bee Beer Demonstration. Start your morning with a delicious pancake breakfast for only $10, served from 8 to 10:30 both days. The festival is Saturday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday, 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. And the best part, proceeds from the festival help support Palisadro Park. So don't miss the buzz. Join the fun at the 45th Annual Honeybee Festival, September 26th and 27th at Bishop Quinn Community Center in Palisadro. And special thanks to our main sponsor, Roof Savers.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
All gave some. Some gave all.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. 7:50 in the morning here on the 27th. By the way, this is my daughter's birthday.
Well, happy birthday, Jennifer. Carl's daughter.
Yeah.
Jennifer, yes.
And we called her already this morning, and she didn't answer because she's probably still in bed. Because we called her around 5:30.
It's my daughter's birthday today, too.
Well, happy, really?
Yeah. What, and her name is?
Taylor.
Taylor. Happy birthday, Taylor.
Happy birthday, Taylor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I want to remind everybody that Paisano Days is coming here quickly, September 18th and 19th. And it's going to be at South City Park. And you can just bocce ball tournaments. Friday night is from 5 to 8 is spaghetti dinner with pesto or meat sauce. Salad and garlic bread included, and vendors and crafters. And on Saturday, the bocce ball tournament continues. It starts at 8 a.m. Pizza Fritta and mimosas at 7 a.m. if you want to get there early. Food serves from 10:30 to 5:30. Pasta bowls with meatballs, Italian sausage sandwiches,
are so good.
Meatball sandwiches. I'm sold on their meatball sandwiches.
I love the Italian sausage.
Yeah. For more information, you can look at it on Facebook or call Patrick at 530-510-1903. Raffles, vendors, everything. It's going to be a great day. And the 72nd Annual Asphalt Cowboys Barbecue is going to be happening Sunday, September 13th, from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. They make 5,500 pounds of tri-tip, 2,500 pounds of chicken, 550 gallons of beans. Yeah, and it goes from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
And you can either go there or you can drive through.
That's right, and they've got plenty of tables out there, or you can just drive through. And it's not like In-N-Out, where you can conceive and have a baby during your wait at In-N-Out.
No,
this is your always moving. What? Hey, we're here at Ed Geisler, nation's finest, and you've got an event coming up.
We do have an event.
Let's talk about it.
All right, we're on this Sunday, all day. We are doing a fundraiser with Mr. Perry Perry's Grill on 909 Dana Drive. And on that day, we're going to get a percentage of whatever they make. That day.
And the money goes to the Nation's Finest.
It'll go to Nation's Finest, and we'll put in our donations, you know, so that we can do things like buy bus tickets for a veteran that's needing to travel from one place or another.
Maybe to visit his family or something.
Something. Yeah. We have a facility over in Eureka, and it's a program that sometimes will send people over there, and they needed to get there. So we'll be able to buy them a bus pass or a train ticket.
Because as we pointed out, if they're veterans, if you're a veteran, you ride free on RABA.
Yeah, but RABA doesn't go over there.
Doesn't go over there, but here in town.
In town, for sure.
I have a question. Are we dealing strictly with single veterans, or are we dealing with perhaps a wife or children? Or
veterans and veterans' families.
Okay.
Yes.
So you can house a whole family.
Absolutely.
Okay. Oh, good to know.
Yes.
And the would you say your success rate, is your success rate pretty good? It sounds like it is.
Yes, our success rate is very high.
Good.
And we have a high volume in Reading of veterans. So currently we have active veterans enrolled with the program somewhere around 100
mm-hmm.
with our case management. And
that's a lot at any given time, considering they come and they go and how long generally would you say on an average they're actually in the program and you're assisting them?
We strive to have a homeless veteran's family, veteran himself, herself, housed within 90 days.
And then about, and then for how long? I mean,
well, we help them out as long as we need to.
Okay.
As long as they need us. If we get them housed and they're still struggling to pay their bills, then we're going to keep them on. If we get them housed and they're trying to increase their income and they just need assistance and they need some referrals or they just need somebody to talk to.
Yeah.
You know, we keep them on. We get them stable. We get them comfortable in their new life.
I just have to say that, see, that in my mind is exactly how all of our government programs should work.
Right.
Enabling those who want to make a difference in their life, giving them that extra bit that makes them whole and gives them the opportunity to move forward with their own ability and with their own endeavors.
Right.
So much of our welfare system is based on, if you're not working and you don't want to work and you have babies, then we'll just keep giving you money and we'll just keep giving you these things. But if you have any income, then we won't give you quite as much. And if you're making efforts, then we'll take this away. And it's kind of productive in my mind. I this is a model that I think is exactly what we should be doing with all of our programs.
Right.
Helping those who want to help themselves.
Absolutely. And our program changed a couple of years ago where the service connection disability mm-hmm. that our veterans get is not counted towards their income at enrollment. So there was a large group of veterans that are, say, 100% service connected that we were not able to help. That is now changed. So we can,
because that amount of money was added to their income and you can't help them.
And it was going over income.
Oh, okay.
So now they don't count it.
They don't count it for the first 90 days.
All
so,
right.
And that's usually long enough for us to get someone, good. Especially with that kind of income, housed. You know, and
absolutely,
out.
100% disabled is, I don't know. It's a significant amount. I mean, it's not like 10,000 or anything, but it is a significant amount that can help them.
Absolutely.
So this is not a handout, and by any means, this is a hand up. This is to get
exactly.
them going. This is a hand up, and we can help as a community by donating that old furniture. You know, you say your dish is in good shape and your silverware, but it's time to get some new ones. It's fine. We call Nation's Finest. They'll put it in storage for a family.
Absolutely. Yeah. We can definitely facilitate that.
Do you come pick it up?
We don't. We
okay.
don't have the ability. We don't have a company
okay.
vehicle.
So we just bring it.
Like
so
that.
People can just bring it down.
People can bring it down, or I can. Just yesterday, I talked to a lady who wanted to donate some more clothes, and I said, you know what, we have a lot of clothes right now, so let me find somebody else.
Okay.
And so I called the American Legion, and I'm going to try to get this lady connected with the American Legion, so that she can. Give
yes,
us close to the
absolutely.
American
Ed, how do people get a hold of you at Nation's Finest?
Well, phone number is 530-223-3211, and we're at 153 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
What about a web page or a
nationsfinest.org?
.org. And then you can just put in Reading and it'll take you right there, or is it?
Yeah.
Okay. And Facebook.
We have a Facebook, yes.
Nation's Finest.
Nation's Finest Reading.
Yeah. Now, they're having the fundraiser this Sunday at Mr. Perry Perry.
Yes.
A portion of the proceeds will go to Nation's Finest.
Yes.
And
also...
That goes from when to when?
They open at 10 or 11.
10 or 11, okay.
It's all day.
Yeah, just look it up.
Yeah.
So... Good.
Yep. Also, we are getting ready to do a coat drive for the winter, so we're just wanting to get that information out there.
You get ready to do that.
Yep.
Come back here.
Yep.
And because I know when you come in, I'll have three or four coats waiting for you.
Well, I'll definitely
including one that you could use for Nanuka the North. You know, be if you were in cold weather training that somebody gave me, and it's set there for a long time.
Mm-hmm. I do too. I've got a whole closet full of coats that I keep thinking, why do I have these? I don't do those things anymore that require that.
We got to run, Ed. But thank you so much for what you do for our veterans. And thank you for your service, amigo.
Thank you. Very informative.
Okay, when we come back from the news, we got Troy Payne, and we're going to be talking veterans issues from the Shasta County Veterans Service Office.
Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. 353 and counting, that is the death toll from the catastrophic flooding, the massive rock and mudslide that swallowed up and swept away entire villages in Nepal along the border with China.
Authorities say a glacial collapse and a massive surge of water and mud through mountain valleys, destroying roads, burying buildings, and cutting off communities. Across the border in Tibet, hundreds remain unaccounted for as helicopters and rescue teams continued searching for survivors.
Correspondent Ken Lorman says 1,300 people are missing, with many tourists, including some Americans among them. An international search and recovery effort is kicking into high gear, with the U.S., China, and the EU all involved. A military judge has set June 5, 2028, the starting date of the trial of an alleged 9/11 mastermind.
Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was captured in 2003 in Pakistan and then subjected to extreme interrogation techniques, including waterboarding. He was transferred to the U.S. Naval Base at Guantanamo Bay in 2006. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is accused of directing the plot to crash hijacked airliners into sites including the World Trade Center on September the 11th, 2001, in the biggest terror attack ever to take place on American soil, which killed nearly 3,000 people.
The BBC's Warren Bull. A tropical storm named Dolly has formed out in the Atlantic, posing no threat to land at this point. Kids under 18 will soon see a host of changes to their Instagram and Facebook accounts, thanks to an historic $18 billion settlement between Meta and 48 states. Meta's agreed to take steps to keep kids under 13 off its platforms and teens in age-appropriate accounts, and to enact a hard limit of 2 hours per day. That for users under 18 years of age. Those are just some of the safety changes that will be made. Townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Christian Healthcare Ministries is not another health insurance policy. If you're tired of restrictions, CHM offers anytime enrollment on your schedule at half the price of traditional marketplace plans. See why believers across the nation are better with CHM.
Get started by calling 1-833-JOIN-CHM and use promo code WELLNESS for a 50% credit towards your first month. That's 1-833-JOIN-CHM and use promo code WELLNESS.
My name is Amanda Klutz, and I'm a widow. You enter a different reality when you lose your husband, especially as a parent. Life insurance doesn't fix it, but it helps. With Ethos, you can get covered in minutes. No medical exams, up to $3 million in coverage, and it's all online.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. That's ethos.com/save. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
The U.S. spy chief has been on a secretive trip abroad.
CIA Director John Ratcliffe has made a rare visit to Russia. The Kremlin says he held talks in Moscow with intelligence counterparts. Spokesman Dmitry Peskov says Ratcliffe did not meet with Vladimir Putin, but says the Russian president was immediately informed of everything, though he refused to say what was discussed. The trip comes at a time of strained relations over Russia's war in Ukraine. And Moscow has a partnership with Iran, which has provided it with Shahed drones. President Trump played down the significance of Ratcliffe's visit, calling it semi-routine. I'm Ben Thomas.
Another tanker attack has been reported today in the Strait of Hormuz. The UK's Maritime Trade Organization says it was another oil tanker. It's been hit by an unknown projectile in that strategic waterway. News and analysis at Town Hall. com. We knew her as a country music superstar, a shining presence on the big screen and a very astute businesswoman, but there was another side of Dolly Parton. Correspondent Jason Walker tells us about it.
The Library of Congress calls Parton a titan of children's literacy for the millions of free books she provided every month through her Imagination Library. She also gave $1 million to Vanderbilt University's Medical Center to help develop Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine. She purchased an entire Nashville mall to support the surrounding black neighborhood. Some estimates say Dolly Parton gave away at least $200 million. Jason Walker reporting.
Stocks higher on Wall Street this hour. The Dow is up 152 points. The Nasdaq ahead 336 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Trish Clark.
Good morning.
And Carl Bott. And streaming worldwide on KCNRradio.com. See if we get any phone calls from the Dominican Republic today. Okay. 8:05 in the morning news at top of the hour is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring compassion in community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Ben's here, and it's National
Peach Day.
Peach Day. It's going to be a peach of a day. The only rules we have in here for animals is if the animal has a little accident, you get to clean it up. We had a kangaroo in here one time.
I remember that.
Kangaroo came in, was looking out the window, kind of, you know, a little wandering around the office and left a deposit under the table here. And the brand new athletic director of Simpson University came in, sat down at that chair and stepped in it. Oh yeah. Yeah. So that's our only rule because we've had goats.
There are all kinds of animals.
Snakes, alligator. We had the alligator. Yep. The alligator in here. And reason I'm talking about that, and we'll talk about it in just a minute. But first, the weather.
We're looking for a high today of 98, very hot, increasing clouds this evening, a low of 65. On Friday, a slight chance of rain, and then mostly cloudy, a high of 91 and a low of 58, gradual clearing. On Saturday, we're going to be sunny and a high of 91. Saturday night, a low of 58, and on Sunday, a high of 62, sunny, clear. Sunday night, a low of 57. On Monday, we're going to look for another sunny day. And a low of, or a high of 86. So
it's going to be in the 80s next week.
Yeah. Looking forward to that. I'm ready for some.
That's a longer ride on the horse.
It is. The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. They're locally owned and operated, third generation local business. They give veterans and senior discounts. Nice Anderson business. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Locally owned, locally operated.
Lovely
veteran
family.
Owned business. The Kenny family.
Yes.
Great people.
Very involved in the community and the veterans community and all kinds of things and just super people.
Everything. Now, I guess this is Veterans Day today because we had Nation's Finest on with it just a minute ago. And now Troy's coming in. That was our leadoff. Now Troy's coming in. Troy Payne, our Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, is coming in to a bat cleanup. But you brought with you Erica Cervantes.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. I want some applause there. There you go.
He didn't mess
up the
name.
You know what? Troy comes in and rings on my parade. He goes, you pronounce it Cervantes. He says, because you always screw up names. We mean always. It's not always.
I do listen to the show, Carl.
I will say there's probably, you're leaning into the 60% at least of me. If there's a name, and I'll just look. And sometimes it'll go through the whole, you know, it takes me like the third time. The third break, I'll have it.
You got it right in the first time.
Well.
Thank you.
Well, it's okay. The show's not over. Good morning, Troy.
Good morning, welcome. Carl. Good morning, Trish. It's a
good
pleasure
morning.
To be back.
And the reason we're talking is that Erica brought in Luna.
Yes.
Her service dog, mm-hmm. which is a Dalmatian. And Luna is walking around here sniffing where Buford is because Buford's not here. Otherwise, we would just be having two dogs running around the whole office plane.
Zoomies.
Zoomies. So and she is more than welcome to play with Buford's
just
toy.
Just laying there nicely next to Erica, and
it's a service dog.
I just love Dalmatians.
Me too.
They're just special animals. But they need a fire truck.
She's got the fire in her. Okay.
Okay, Troy. I asked Ed a question about the unhoused. No, the homeless.
Don't go there.
Homeless veterans. And I guess there's just been some numbers coming out and all that.
There have been.
That you have, but you've got the stats.
I got the skinny for you, Carl.
Okay, I'm waiting for you, buddy.
All right. So as you know, they did the point in time count back in February. All of those numbers came out. They identified 23 specifically unhoused veterans in Shasta County. Now, there are 95 veterans in Shasta County that are working through either gaining shelter or regaining shelter, that have lost their residence or, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But Shasta County is making a very concerted effort over the last 9 months to really drill down on what the issue is and how many we have and what the inventory looks like to get them housed either transitionally or permanently.
We're talking about all the homeless,
right? Yeah. One of the biggest misnomers is that everybody wants to be housed.
That's exactly right.
And that is where, you know, I have a lot of conversations with folks. Well, why don't you just go out and pick them up and put them in transitional housing? And I have to remind people that is kidnapping.
Yeah. Because there is a percentage, and I don't know what the percentage is. I can't say if it's 25%. They don't want it. They want to remain in the open.
Right. They don't want to live under regulatory situations.
They don't want somebody telling them what to do. They want to do what they want to do.
And a lot of veterans, I mean, Carl can speak to this better than I can. That's what we did for many years. Somebody told us when to sleep, when to eat, where to be, when to be there. And now that they're home, they don't want to live that lifestyle anymore. And
well, it's like I knew what I was going to wear every day for 32 years.
Yeah.
For 32 years, I knew exactly what I was going to wear every day. Now, you think, ooh, that's horrible. No, it's not. Because, one, you're in the military. But you didn't worry about it. And you didn't worry about Troy coming in with a new tie or hat or a set of shoes, because it didn't make any difference, because we all dressed the same.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, that, you know, that stability is just part of the stability that the military services offer. Yeah, it's tough jobs. Yeah, people, you know, at times are trying to kill you. You have to leave your family, as Erica knows, for extended periods of time at very little notice, and all this. But there is that stability. So, but you are being told, and here's lunchtime, here's breakfast, here's chow at night.
Yeah.
You are being told to do all that. So nobody's going to tell me ever to do that again.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So. And you know, I mean, let's be honest, PTSD is a real thing. So a lot of people don't like to be around other people. You know, there's a lot of trust issues. There's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of insecurity about that, because, you know, while you were in service, you may have experienced locations that weren't exactly friendly.
Yeah.
And so you have a lot of trust issues.
You know, the other thing too is, and this is no slap at civilians, you know, because I'm kind of in a different category, as we all are here. But when somebody would say something to you in the military, it was kind of like their bond.
Yeah.
And when you're out in society, you find that that's not necessarily true.
Right.
As Linda says, and she said it perfectly. She says they meant it when they said it. But things, you know, and that is difficult. I know from friends of mine and us also, is that's hard to deal with at times.
It is.
And so there goes, that's a trust issue, which goes into the homeless. You know, it has to all go into that why they're homeless and want to stay that
right.
way.
Right. And that's the big issue is we're trying to contact people. We're trying to reach out, let them know that, you know, that we're here. When you're ready, we're here.
Yeah.
And there's a group of us. It was great to see Ed on the show this morning. Ed and I work together a lot, multiple times a week. We're on the phone together. Nation's Finest is the only, and I said this at the Board of Supervisors on Tuesday, they are the only veteran-centric housing nonprofit in Shasta County. All they work with is veterans. Now, there are a lot of good nonprofits here that work with everybody, and they may gather in a veteran or two. Nation's Finest only works with veterans.
And so, their families. And I found that was important.
Yeah. But we work with them a lot, hand in hand. I'm on with the site director, Rebecca Darasek. Her and I are on the phone probably 5-6 times a week, talking about certain individuals, certain situations.
Yeah. And again, let's point this out. This is not a handout they're getting. This is a hand up. This is
absolutely
getting them stabilized in housing so they can finish school or go to school, get, you know, training, jobs, whatever. Some of them are in between because of whatever cause.
Yeah.
Once they're stabilized in this and they don't have to worry about that, a place to sleep, knowing they're coming back to the same place every time, that's good stability.
Yeah.
Then they can move forward to their future. They don't have to spend all their time thinking about, where am I sleeping tonight?
Well, we've been really crunching data this last year. So
I tell you what, let's wait for that till after this break right here. Hey, if you've ever been injured at work, and I'm talking, well, anytime you're injured at work, it can become a life change for you and your family. You may not be able to do that same job. You may have to retrain into something else. You're off work and you need help. Well, there's a guy by the name of Patrick Gorman, and he's an attorney, that his expertise is in workers' compensation. If you haven't been getting the treatment that you deserve, that you're supposed to have, then you need to have somebody in there on your side, and that's Patrick Gorman. You can give him a call at 530-262-2168. It's a free consultation. And Patrick's background, he's a veteran. He's former law enforcement, put himself through law school, and worked for insurance companies for a bit, which taught him that he did not, which opened his eyes and said, I don't like this, what's happening. So he's built the largest workers' compensation office north of Sacramento here over the last 5 or 6 years, and he helps a lot of people. And he takes your case. You've got somebody that's going to fight for you. That's Patrick Gorman. Give him a call, 530-262-2168, and he's the guy you're going to talk to. You're not going to talk to, you know, a paralegal or something. You're going to talk to Patrick. His website is GormanComplaw.com. That's Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. And I trust him. He's a good man. And we'll be right back with Troy Payne and Erica Cervantes.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I'm the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Cinerama and Liquor Barn presents Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay in Redding on August 29th, 5 to 9 p.m. Join us for this unforgettable 21-plus event featuring over 20 craft breweries, live music, games like axe throwing and disc golf, delicious food, and more, with cold beer, great company, and outdoor fun. All proceeds support Turtle Bay's educational programs and exhibitions. Don't miss Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, Saturday, August 29th. Get your tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Join us Friday, August 28th at 5 p.m. at the Anderson VFW for the Vote Arthur Gorman fundraiser. Enjoy dinner, prize drawings, a live auction, and fellowship supporting strong schools, academic excellence, and parental rights. Every dollar helps Arthur fight for education, not indoctrination. Friday, August 28th, 5 p.m., Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street. Paid for by Vote Arthur Gorman for Shasta County Board of Education 2026.
Get your tickets today at VoteArthurGorman.com. That's VoteAuthurGorman.com.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at PremierOilChange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisader locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Goldleaf Nursery is open and has been serving Shasta County growers since 1975 and going strong. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors. Dwarf size, semi-dwarf, up to full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale and drought tolerant. It's a great time to buy. Goldleaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise shrubs and trees. Our summer sale is on now. 20% off all gallon and 15-gallon shrubs and trees. 25% off all 25-gallon trees. Need fast-growing trees 3 to 4 feet per year? Drought-tolerant? We have Polyanthemos Silver Dollar and Weeping Willows. Great for screening or fast shade. Don't miss the 20% off sale going on all summer long. Come check out Goldleaf Nursery on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road in Dersh, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Stand up for your rights. Come on,
get up, stand up.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Trish Clark, yes,
yes. Last Thursday morning, each month. Love Thursday morning.
That's it. And we're streaming worldwide on KCNRradio.com. Hey, Ben, have you ever noticed how when I start off at 7 o'clock, it's not quite as polished as it is at the 8 o'clock hour?
Sometimes.
Okay, thank you. He's covering for me. Hey, our guests today are Troy Payne, who is a Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, and one of the officers at the Shasta County Veteran Service Office, Erica Cervantes, and we're going to get to her in a minute, but you were talking stats.
Right. So I just wanted to flash back real quick. You were talking about, you know, it's a hand up, not a hand out.
Yeah.
And all the data we've been crunching, 90% plus
yeah.
of the people that have had housing difficulties that get rehoused are now rehoused without subsidy. In other words, they're not getting any government assistance. Once we get them back into stable housing, they're able to function on their own and under their own support.
That's great. 90%
that's
plus.
That's what we need to be doing with our whole welfare system.
Agreed.
And because and we talk about it, we see them all the time on the street. There's people that don't want to be there. Their whole mission that day is thinking about, where am I going to sleep tonight? Where am I going to be safe? Where am I, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And especially if you've got dependents and all of you are living in a car.
Yeah.
So I am really happy to hear that statistic, that once they're housed, then they can move on with their life, go to school, learn a trade, or go back to the job they had before, you know, a job like they had before.
Absolutely.
Education, whatever. But it moves them forward until they can take, and now they become, they start paying back what the assistance
right.
that they were given.
Right.
So, cool. Okay. Erica.
Before we move on, sure. I want to point out what I always do. I love bringing up the fact that we need somehow to get, when veterans are released, I mean, released,
mm-hmm.
discharged, not released, discharged back into the society. They're ought to be a system that lets them know the first thing they ought to do when they get settled in their community is go to the Veterans Service Office.
I agree 100%.
So that they know, whether they, maybe it's school, maybe it's, you know, education benefits, whatever, whether they have any specific needs at that point or not, they need to be going to their Veteran Service Office to find out what is available for them. And I don't think that happens. So I speak to too many veterans that think, well, why would I do that?
A lot of that, excuse me, a lot of that depends on where you discharge from. And Carl, you got out after I did on your last recall. So
recall, that's a good word. Hey, you want to go over to Ulaanbaatar Province?
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, why not? I'm not doing anything.
But they, you know, the armed forces have now, over the last, since post 9/11, they've gotten a little bit better at it through an acronym, TAPS, Transitional Assistance Program for service members, where they try to give them a briefing over the last 3 weeks of their active duty period.
It's 3 weeks to a month.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now,
and that's where they're assigned, is that.
Being a veteran, I'll say it out loud. When you're out processing, you're not listening to information. You're waiting for that DD-214 to get put in your hand so you can escape out the gate. That's, let's be honest.
And when you've made up your mind to leave, you're ready.
Right.
And a lot of it doesn't make any sense because when you... when you're leaving, a lot of it is focused on, you know, actually getting out, you know, getting your family prepared, getting yourself prepared. So you're kind of just like sitting in this class and you're more or less just thinking about, okay, you know, what are my next steps? You know, how do I get my family moved to, you know, home? And
yeah, and because the military will move you back to your home of record or someplace
right.
that's within that range.
Right.
But you're right. When I matriculated out the first time, I think we had 3 or 4 days, and the only thing that really impacted on us was a guy that came in there talking about colonoscopies. We're all sitting there going,
wow,
this is an hour on this. Well, it wasn't supposed to be, but one of his friends had just passed from colon cancer. He says,
yeah,
you go get tested before you leave. Now, I don't know if people did that, but now they talk about all the benefits that are out there, but I don't think they're specific enough. Now, does, as a person leaves the military and say they're coming back and they're from Shasta County,
mm-hmm.
isn't there something that the government sends out to the VA clinic or you? Nothing. Nothing. That
nothing
says coming
nothing
back.
To the county VSOs.
Okay.
So the DOD has gotten better at transferring medical records into the VA healthcare system.
Yeah.
So when that veteran goes to enroll in VA healthcare, because as we've talked about on past shows, it's not automatic.
No, you got to go down there.
Yeah, you don't just automatically get enrolled the day you discharge. So, but as far as the county VSOs, we get no information. They
okay.
don't pass it on to us from federal side, DOD down to the counties.
We need to be talking to our representatives about that and see if there isn't something they can include in some legislation so that happens as a matter of course. That you guys just we just released John Doe into your community and blah, blah, blah.
His home record is ready?
What's funny is we do get those from prison releases.
Oh,
there you go.
Yeah, we do get those from, you know, from the state penitentiaries. Hey, this person's a veteran and they're being released back to Shasta County and blah, blah, blah.
They served their time. And
Yeah.
Hey,
and that's great because we're able to contact them and get them, you know, if they were getting benefits before they got incarcerated, we're able to get their benefits put back in place
sure.
when they get home and get them started on the right
foot. That's a start. But.
Well, you know, we've got to take a quick break here. Erica, I promise you, you're up next. So you've got all this time to worry about it. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, right across the parking lot from where Submarama has their new shop right there. I should go down to Submarama and say, you ought to advertise with us because I talk about you every day. Otherwise, I'm going to change your name to something else.
We're just talking about the sandwich shop across the way.
Yeah, the little sandwich shop, the unknown sandwich shop across the way. They were founded in 1960, been in that same location since 1967. I found them when I came back from my sojourn, and moved to Reading and never gone to another barbershop. Never had a bad haircut. People there, and I've gone through a few barbers that have retired over the years. It's just a great place to get a haircut. It's an old-time barbershop. And you can make an appointment, which is what I really like. You can call in, make an appointment, so it works on your schedule. You can call them at 530-244-9478, or if you're into the phones and all that stuff, you can go to Booksy.com and go to Reading and go to Cypress Square and set it up, and they send you emails saying you've been confirmed. They'll send you an email that day reminding you about it. So it's cool. And it's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. And it's man's last stronghold. Every haircut is American made. And we'll be right back.
Craving something delicious and refreshing? Come try the new blackened chicken and shrimp salad at Charlie's Tap House, your perfect summer treat. And don't forget the big flippin' pizza, all 36 inches of it. Bring the whole crew. Our kid-friendly party room keeps you entertained while you dine. Then cool off with our homemade gelato with flavors changing every week. See you at happy hour 7 days a week from 3 to 6 with appetizers, beer and wine, and 25% off the beer wall where you pay by the ounce, local beer rotating. Charlie's Tap House, located in the Shasta Gateway. Great food, great fun, and the flavors of summer waiting for you.
Guys, if you think antique stores aren't your thing, well, you've never been to Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Sure, you'll find great furniture and home decor, but that's just the beginning. Check out fishing gear, hunting apparel and supplies, military and war memorabilia, beer steins, sports collectibles, jerseys, vintage photographs, some signed, and collectible trading cards. Whether you're a lifelong collector or just looking for something unique for your man cave, you'll find treasures around every corner. Browse shelves of classic DVDs, VHS movies, CDs, and books. Discover quality copper cookware that's built to last. Or pick up a few favorites from the Amish food section featuring jams and popcorn, even soaps and lotions. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles. Open Monday from 10 to 6, Thursday through Saturday 10 to 6, and Sunday from noon to 5. Closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at O2ES.com.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back to Heroes Corner. Well, we got all, we got
surrounded
all,
by them.
We got those veterans in here from the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. Welcome back, 8:33 in the morning. And we're here with Troy Payne, who is the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer, who has, he has earned that position, my friends. He has worked there. He has gone through some of the choices the county has made that have just been questionable, and he has stuck in there. And has just been doing, in my opinion, a fantastic job. And one of the reasons he does a fantastic job is he's got people in here like Erica Cervantes. And we're going to talk to her now.
Oh, hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Just get in front of that mic there. You got it. Okay. Okay. Use that command voice, Senior Master. Wait, Senior Chief. Senior Chief.
Retired.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about you. Where are you from?
Okay. Good morning, everyone. My name is Erica Cervantes, originally from Sacramento, California.
Mm-hmm.
Joined the Navy when I was 17.
Okay. Now, had other people in your family been in the service, or you were the first one?
I was the first.
17, right out of high school.
Right out of high school. My mom had to sign the waiver.
Yeah, because you weren't 18.
I was 18 at the time. She was really mad at me. and I joined when I was still in high school.
Yeah.
So I finished my high school, and then I was in the delayed entry program for about 6 months, and then I got, you know, I went to boot camp, went to Great Lakes, and then...
How was boot camp?
For me, it was pretty easy.
Yeah,
but I mean,
well, you were young and yeah.
I was an active kid. You know, I was playing soccer and tennis, and so running wasn't really big of an issue for me. But it was, I mean, physically tough at the time, but it wasn't that hard.
Right. No, I know what you mean. It's like jump school.
Yeah.
It's not. I mean, really, it's not physically hard.
Well, no, that's not running, Carl. That's falling.
Yeah, but they make you run though. They make you run to see if you've been injured falling out of the plane. No, but okay, so you went to Great Lakes, and your MOS?
Quartermaster.
Okay,
quartermaster. Navigation.
Is that what a quartermaster is?
Yes.
It's navigation?
In the Navy.
See, to me, quartermaster is kind of like in a logistics chain, but in the Navy.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh.
So the way that quartermaster started in the Navy, in the British Navy, they were actually storekeepers on ships.
Okay.
And so I don't know how they became involved with navigation, but they originally were storekeepers in the Navy. And then it's one of the original five ratings in the Navy. And so they branched out and became part of navigation. So in the Army, they are logistical. But
well, my father-in-law, Linda's father,
uh-huh,
was a storekeeper aboard a ship.
No kidding.
Yeah, off Korea. He was the Korean War. So you're the one that drives the ship.
Yes. I come up with the plans, I take them to the captain and, you know, we come up with the route. If there's a hurricane that's, you know, in the path, and we come up with a, you know, redirection route.
Sure.
Move reps. So when there's a ship underway, we have to send a positional update like every couple hours because of the USS Indianapolis, the sinking of the ship that happened and it wasn't reported.
This was the shark incident.
Exactly.
During World War II.
Yes.
And where the ship, they did not know its location. And once it sunk.
Exactly.
I think it was torpedoed.
It was.
And then, but the big story after that was the sharks.
Exactly.
They came in and took, what, half of the survivors or something?
It was a tragedy.
A horrible tragedy, but they didn't know where they were at. And they were under radio silence.
Exactly.
Too.
So part of my job was to update our... We always have report stations, so like we take our positional report, you know, take it to the captain, they okay it, and then we have to be like on that plan, on that route, we have to be plus or minus an hour where we said we were going to be, or else we needed to update a new position, and then we send the information out so that someone knows where we're at. So that was
part of it. And it's always under secure comms and,
right,
you know, burst transmissions and all those kinds of things. Okay. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, so tell us about your family.
Okay. I'm the oldest of five. I've got three brothers, a sister, and joined the Navy, and I don't know what else.
Saw the world,
yeah.
So did you think when you enlisted when you were 17 that you'd spend 23 years?
No, I did not.
Neither did I. I didn't think I would. Yeah.
My first duty station was in Bahrain, so that definitely didn't want to be in the Navy for much longer after that.
Well, When were you in Bahrain?
Pre-9/11.
Okay.
And then...
And Bahrain is one of the more liberal...
Quote-unquote.
Quote, yeah. I mean, for the Middle East, it is a more liberal society, yes. But it is still not.
Very much so.
Very
and
much
especially
so.
At the time. So when I lived there, we were instructed to not look people in the eye, especially the women.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it was, I was just telling Troy this the other day. When I got there, I was just 18. We had to live off base because they didn't have any base housing at the time because it was still a brand new base.
Mm-hmm.
So I was 18 living in my own apartment, you know, on the other side of the earth. And that was like, it was tough.
It was really hard. I imagine.
For me.
Yeah.
And then 9/11 happened, and then it was really hard.
Then it got really, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So what brought you to Ready?
Well, wait a minute. So that was a tough first tour.
Yeah.
And then, but then you reenlisted.
I did. So I went over there for, it was called the 9545 MOS because originally I wasn't navigation. So that was my MOS, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I went over
and
there.
And MOS, by the way, is Military Occupational Specialty. That's
right.
What your job is.
Right.
Okay.
So I got sent over there under a new chapter, which is the Master at Arms rating. So It's security. So I was involved with base security. And so what I did in that time frame, I was escorting ships in and out of the harbor. So, you know, a big carrier would come in and they would send us in small patrol boats and then with our M60s, and we'd be loaded up, making sure that the ships would come in safely.
Mm.
It was really cool. I got my coxswain qualification. I got qualification in all kinds of weapons, but it still wasn't what I wanted to do at the time, and especially after 9/11, it was really tough.
Mm.
So then I spent a year there, and then I went to San Diego, and then I actually started working on my MOS, which was navigation, on board the USS Comstock, which is a landing dock ship. So we worked with a ton of Marines. And then after 2002, I got there in 2002, and then we went out in immediately in support of Operation Iraqi Freedom,
mm-hmm.
OIFOEF, right? Enduring Freedom as well. And I did two tours. We dropped Marines off in Kuwait. We did a surge deployment, which was an immediate turnaround. So we got back from a extended deployment. We're back for 3 months and then got sent right back out again for another 9-month deployment. So my first 4 years in the Navy was
really busy.
It was hard. It was really, really hard.
But you still reenlisted.
And I still reenlisted.
Well, God bless you.
So the reason why I reenlisted is because year five, I had just made E5, and it was, you know, I felt like I was very senior in rank. And so I put in for a specialized, it's not a MOS, but it's like a specialized chapter of the navigation in the Navy. So then I became a navigator on a hovercraft.
Oh.
Yeah. And I worked in Camp Pendleton for eight years.
It's air cushion.
And
we would move ship to shore real
land
fast.
Aircraft, yeah. Air cushion.
Yeah.
That's right.
Really
hovercraft in
and loud.
England.
And loud.
Very.
Very loud.
Very
and
much so.
And what we... I'll tell you during
Have
the break.
Have you been on one?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, yeah. And I'll tell you what we found out, what one of the biggest problems was, but
uh-huh.
I'll tell you during the break.
Okay.
And but Trish had a great, you know,
well,
after you had a successful career.
Yeah. It's been a whirlwind. So, like I said, originally from Sacramento, right? And when I was getting ready to retire, at the time, I was the supply officer for NTAG Golden Gate, which is the recruiting nation in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
So I was looking into – I was living in Santa Clara at the time, so in the Bay Area, and I hated it because there was just so much traffic, so many people. And at that time, I don't know if we all get like this, like after we've been in for a while. I don't know if you've been – if you were like this after you got out. I just couldn't stand to be around people.
That's not unusual because, I mean, to this day, I mean, this is what I do,
mm-hmm.
but I'd much rather do this with individuals and small.
Right. Yeah.
You get me into large groups, and if I'm not, there's times I'm not comfortable.
For me, it still just makes me very anxious. And so the thought of moving back to Sacramento just gave me, you know, wild anxiety. And so the person I was dating at the time, he's from here, from Redding. So we came up here. We have two kids. And, yeah, so happily ever after. Yeah.
And so what brought you to the Shasta County Veteran Service Office?
Oh, that's a really good question.
A lot of begging on my part.
Okay, this is actually a really interesting story because technically I wasn't looking for a job at the time, but I landed here happily, and it was, you know, by a stroke of luck because in 2023 when I retired, I had my son who's two, and then I was also pregnant at the time, so I was retiring and I was pregnant, and it was, you know, just as, I mean, happy circumstances, but also kind of not good timing.
Yeah.
So I was on unemployment for my 6 months because when you go to TAPS, they're like, you can collect unemployment. So I'm like, I'm just going to do that for a little bit. And I'm going to think about what I'm going to do. And so when you sign up for unemployment, they set you up. And I didn't know this at the time, but they actually have veterans that work with disabled veterans on helping them find a job in the EDD. And so I met with them and, you know, they gave me classes on how to take, you know, how to do interviews, how to write your resume. Exactly, your resume. I was going to say eval. Your resume. And then they did all the hard work for me. They found me this job. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go interview for this job. I don't know how I'm going to do. I don't know if they're going to like me. But it at least will give me experience in interviewing, right? And so I interviewed for the job. And I was like 8 months pregnant at the time. Yeah. And it was so cute because interviewed and they love me. And honestly, I'm like, you know what? I didn't know about this place, but I really love what you guys do. Like, I hope they do pick me. So, Wesley was in charge at the time and he called me like the same day. He's like, hey, we really liked you. We want you to come back. I'm like, okay, you do realize that I'm pregnant, right? And so then, I got hired and then I immediately went on leave.
Maternity leave.
Right?
Yeah.
And I came in after my baby was about 4 months old, and I've been working there ever since, and I love it. Yeah.
Great.
It was a great transition.
We're talking to Erica Cervantes, a career Navy that did 23 years.
Yep.
And she's had some tough tours, Navy tours.
I have.
And but enough, obviously enough there that she kept, that she would reenlist and then got up here. Very fortunately for us. So we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Rob Keenan, KIXC-PBS General Manager. I want to thank Redding Rancheria for their support over the years for providing funding with our storytime books for families in the local area.
Jake Magnus with Mercy Foundation North. We'd like to thank Redding Rancheria for being a great partner in healthcare and a great partner in giving.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Get ready to be a part of a Palisadro tradition. The 45th annual Honeybee Festival is buzzing into the Bishop Quinn Community Center at 21893 Old 44 Drive in Palisadro, Saturday and Sunday, September 26th and 27th. Bring the whole family for a weekend packed with fun, including a craft fair. There will also be local businesses and vendors on hand, live music, delicious food, and plenty of activities for all ages. Enjoy the NorCal Antique Tractor and Engine Parade, the always popular Bee Costume Parade, and the live Bee Beer Demonstration. Start your morning with a delicious pancake breakfast for only $10, served from 8 to 10:30 both days. The festival is Saturday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday, 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. And the best part, proceeds from the festival help support Palisadro Park. So don't miss the buzz.
Join the fun at the 45th Annual Honeybee Festival, September 26th and 27th at Bishop Quinn Community Center in Palisadro. And special thanks to our main sponsor, Roof Savers.
Your home deserves to look its absolute best. At Divine Shine, we provide professional window cleaning, pressure washing, soft washing, and complete exterior cleaning services for homes and businesses. From crystal clear windows to spotless driveways and beautifully refreshed home exteriors, our experienced team delivers results you'll notice immediately. Schedule your free estimate today by calling 530-900-3156. Again, that's 530-900-3156. Divine Shine, professional exterior cleaning you can count on.
Everybody calls us a liar.
Could someone you know use a little extra comfort right now? Alliance Heating and Air is proud to team up with Lennox to bring Feel the Love to our community. A special program providing free heating and cooling systems to homeowners in need. A simple nomination can make a big difference. Nominate today at homecomfort.org or call 2212-642 Alliance Heating and Air. Because everybody calls us 2212-642.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This is Veterans Day today, and Trish Clark and I are here with Troy Payne, the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, and Erica Cervantes, who is one of the people that works in the office, a retired Navy senior chief, and who drove ships, among other things.
Hooyah.
What?
Hooyah.
Oh, hooyah.
Hooyah.
Hooyah. You know, okay, Marines have an idea what that means. I'll tell you after the break. As opposed to, oorah! Now, you help, as the people come through, your whole mission in life is to what?
Help them achieve, benefits, any kind of... I mean, honestly, we're there to... I feel like sometimes we're just like there to listen, to see what the veteran really needs. Sometimes the veterans don't even know what they need.
Well, no, I would say, no, I would heartily agree with that. When I tell people to go down there because they've told me something, and people will call me and say, well, who would help me with this? I give them your number right away. I said, these people know everything. And they have helped me with a Marine at one time with the aid and attendance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All these kind of things. So, but... What you're doing is you're ensuring that they get the benefits that they've earned.
There you go. And that's the important part that I think that I feel so strongly, and I'm not one of the veterans, but we owe our military people, the people who've taken the time to serve our country, spend time away from their family, their the whole thing. We made promises, and we need to fulfill them. We've told these people, if you take their time, you serve our country, you support us, Then you have these benefits that are due you. You have a right to them.
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, it's not any kind of welfare that we're giving them. We made these promises. You fulfilled your part of it, and now we need to follow through. So I feel so strongly that we can't do enough for our veteran population, and they don't know what their benefits are.
Yeah.
I talk to them all the time. I talk to a veteran, and they go, blah, blah, blah. And I go, well, have you been to the Veteran Service Office? How long have you been out? And they go, why would I go there? I don't really have any pain. I'm not sick. Yeah. I go, yeah, there's so much more to it.
There's so much. I mean, like I said, you know, sometimes veterans don't know what they need specifically in their life. And, I mean, we can help with just about anything, like signing you up for health care if you're eligible for it. Signing up with educational benefits, housing even. You know, there's so many avenues in which we have resources to that if you're kind of unsure where to go, we can point you in the right direction.
You know, and here's another thing. My friends, my fellow veterans, just because you weren't in combat, and this is what I hear. Yeah. Well, I wasn't in combat. Yeah. I was shoveling crap in Louisiana. You hear that? No. If you signed your name, buddy, and if they had sent you into a combat zone, you would have gone. Mm-hmm. You served this country, and you rate these benefits. And when somebody calls them entitlements, I go berserk. Just go berserk. Yeah. No, I do.
They're not an entitlement.
This is a benefit you have earned through your service. And here's the other thing. You broke your ankle playing basketball.
It's still service connected.
It's service connected, yeah. and it's bothering you.
Yeah.
And what was it you told me one time, Troy? It's kind of like workers' compensation. You got injured on the job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you rate that's a benefit is to take care of that busted ankle or whatever.
The big difference there is from civilian to military, our work day is 24 hours.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter. It's not a 9-to-5. It's 24 hours.
If you were in the military and you got injured, you could have benefits.
Exactly. So, like, if you had, like, I had somebody that was on, I think, like, the Navy basketball team or something. And, you know, they hurt themselves. I know, it's silly. But they ended up hurting themselves, you know.
Yeah.
And they're like, I don't think that this is service connectable. I'm like, well, I mean, if you were in service at the time, then it happened in service. We can still get it connected, yeah, as long as you have records.
As long as there's records on it. Yeah. And here's the other thing is I have a friend that was in the Navy, mm-hmm, and he needed help, and he refused to go to the VA. And I finally literally put him in the car, drove down to the VA with his wife because she was going to be right there, and put him up to the and signed him up. And it came under the VA. He got surgery, which he needed,
awesome,
and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
And he rated. He had no idea, but it was there.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be mercenary about it, but Troy, the amount of money that comes into our county. I'm sorry, I've got to bring this up.
That's my favorite part when I was on the board is the report. Every year that you would come in, the Veterans Service Office would come into the board and tell us how much cash comes in from you, what you do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So it's according to CalVet, for 2025, there is $253 million annually that come into Shasta County into the pockets of our veterans, straight direct deposit, to our veterans that is, of course, obviously recycled in the community.
But some say up to eight times.
Our businesses, yeah.
Up to eight times at $250
million. $253
million
annually that come into our veterans from the federal government.
And this is not retirement. This doesn't count me or Erica.
Right. No, these are VA benefits.
These are VA benefits from injuries, you know, whether it's basketball or getting shot in combat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This comes in to our county because of the work you all do.
Yes.
Because of the veterans who served.
Yes.
Absolutely.
$253 million.
Best point. Great way to end the show. Carl, I have to jump in because Frontier Senior Center breakfast is generally always the last Sunday of the month. And this is a strange month because now this is the last Thursday of the month, which is why I'm here. But it's not the last Sunday. So I want to remind everybody that the breakfast is not this Sunday.
It's the first Sunday.
It's the first Sunday of the month.
Yeah.
Which generally is right after this. So it's the first Sunday of the month. And it's going to be September 6th. Usually I get to remind them the great Sunday before. But
it's a great breakfast.
It's a great breakfast. Frontier Senior Center. It's what we serve from 8 to 11. first Sunday of every month, and it's a great breakfast. You got your choice of menu. Invite everybody to come down. It's great, and it's a great way to support the Senior Center. Yeah.
There you go. Now, awesome. Troy, how do we get a hold of you? How do people get a hold of you?
So you can either go to our website, which is, you can Google us. We're super simple.
Right.
Or you can call us directly at 530-225-5616. We've got people there manning the phones, ready to help our veterans and their veterans' families with any questions, anything. Or you can walk in and see us, 1855 Shasta Street.
And you can just drive down Shasta Street until you see the flagpole.
Yeah.
And it's a big sign that says Shasta County Veterans Service Office.
Yeah.
And anybody there, I mean, Erica and the rest of the people you have there are all just top-notch. Yeah. All gone through a lot of schooling to be able to get into the records and know what
twice a year.
There you go.
This is great that you're bringing the people in the office in to introduce them to the community.
This is the staff that matters to me, Trish.
Yeah, there you go. That's great.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for everything. And thank you all for your service.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Tomorrow is Friday, and we are doing AI. The last Friday of the month with Marty Mosley. I'm just all excited about that because we want to talk data centers.
That's going to be an interesting show. A lot of controversy there.
Have a great day, everybody, and God bless America.
CCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.